So good morning. It's 8 a.m., so we're going to start right on time. Welcome to the colloquium on the importance of light quality for high-value plant products, and thank you guys for showing up so bright and early. Our committee is myself, Joya Massa, Mark Van Eersel, Dean Kopsel, Stephanie Burnett, and Joey Norikane, and we had a lot of fun arranging this. Colloquium is a joint colloquium between the Growth Chambers and Controlled Environments Working Group, the Floriculture Working Group, the Quality, Safety, and Health Properties Working Group, and the Vegetable Crops Management Working Group. The light environment is one of the most influential abiotic factors impacting quality of specialty crops. So we wanted to talk about this and talk about how it's being used to affect quality, how it could potentially be used to affect a number of different areas. So we've got speakers from all different areas, and we're building on a workshop that Dr. Ray Wheeler organized on LED lighting held in 2007 that was really popular. The community, as you have all seen from this meeting and from the program, is very interested in light quality LED lights and using these tools that are now available. So we wanted to be able to provide more information. So here's the schedule. Our first speaker is going to be Sofia Carvalho, and then we'll go, you'll be talking about light control of consumer desired traits in high value produce. We'll go to Tessa Pocock on LED light impacts on specialty crops. Sorry, I'm not quite awake. Then Dean Kopsel will talk about LEDs creating a less stressful light environment with increases in high energy blue wavelengths will increase production of nutritionally important metabolites in specialty vegetable crops. That's a really long title, Dean. Then Roberto Lopez was going to talk about developing photosynthetic, photomorphogenic, and photoperiodic LED lighting applications for floriculture crop production. We're going to have a break because you guys will have been captive for a while at that point. We'll have a 20-minute break, and then we'll switch into the later morning session. Joey Norikane will talk about the potential of LEDs in plant-based biopharmaceutical production. Then we will have two speakers from Philips, Esther Van Eckelt and Abhay Thosar, and they're going to talk about LED, the new fast track to growth, recipe development, and practical applications in horticulture. Esther will talk about global examples for LED recipes and development, and Abhay will talk about North American developments. And then we're going to end with a group discussion where we can just all sit around, talk, ask questions. The speakers have the option of leaving time for questions or not, so that's kind of up to them. But we will have plenty of time for questions at the end. There's a bunch of other LED-related events at the meeting. There was a roundtable yesterday that I would think probably almost all of you were at, and that was really interesting. There's a workshop this afternoon that Jeff Norrie has organized on advances in commercial-ready LED technologies for horticulture. There's a controlled environment student competition, which I urge you all to come and support our students who are working, many of whom are working in the areas of light quality and LEDs. That's Wednesday evening. And then there are several relevant working group sessions, so please look through your program. A lot of poster sessions as well. We are planning to do a proceedings from this, Hort Science Proceedings, with review articles from both the colloquium and then this afternoon's workshop speakers who are interested in providing a paper. So look for that probably coming out hopefully early next year. And we would definitely love your feedback on the colloquium and things that you would like to see in the future. So you can feel free to email me. My email is joya.massa@nasa.gov. Or email your working group chairs, and they can get in touch with me or with Mark Van Eersel, who's our new controlled environments working group chair. And I'm just going to skip through some pretty photos, which we'll have up at the end.